All right, so Nicolette, moving now on to IS 23, so paper series 9.
Thank you, Sue, and good morning, committee members. We will now move on to agenda paper 9A. This paper analyses comments on the committee's tentative agenda decision published in June 2018 about expenditures on a qualifying asset incurred before obtaining general borrowings. The committee received 7 comment letters reproduced in Appendix B to this paper. 6 respondents agreed with the committee's decision and reasoning not to add this matter to its standard setting agenda. 2 of these respondents made some suggestions to help clarify the agenda decision, and 1 respondent disagreed with the committee's decision. The respondents' comments, together with our analysis and recommendations, are discussed in paragraphs 5 to 15 of this paper. Based on our analysis, we recommend finalizing the agenda decision with 1 editorial amendment as discussed in paragraph 12 of the paper. I will now ask whether you agree with our recommendation to finalize the agenda decision set out in Appendix A to the paper.
People nodding. Anybody want to comment? Can we vote then on whether we agree with finalising the agenda decision as set out in Appendix A? Can I get a show of hands?
That is everyone.
Okay, good.
Sorry, one thing I just remembered. Mikhail, are you joining us by phone today?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so are you in support of the proposed wording in Appendix A to Paper 9A?
Yes, I'm supporting.
Thank you.
Okay, so that's 14 votes.
Okay, Nicolette, good start. 9B.
Yeah. Yeah.
Keep the train going. Thank you. We will now move on to Agenda Paper 9B. This paper analyses comments received on the committee's tentative agenda decision published in June 2018 about when an entity ceases capitalizing borrowing costs on land in the case when a building is subsequently constructed on the land. The committee received 8 comment letters reproduced in Appendix B to this paper. All respondents agreed with the committee's decision and reasoning not to add this matter to its standard setting agenda. One of these respondents suggested extending the scope of the agenda decision to address whether an entity capitalizes borrowing costs as part of the cost of the land or as part of the cost of the building. The respondents' comments, together with our analysis, are discussed in paragraphs 5 to 10 of this paper. Based on our analysis, we recommend finalizing the agenda decision with no changes. I will now ask whether you agree with the recommendation to finalize the agenda decision set out in Appendix A to this paper.
Anyone's comments? See nodding. So again, can we just ask for a show of hands on whether you agree with the to finalize the agenda decision as set out in Appendix A?
That is everyone in the room.
That's everyone in the room. And Mikhail?
I agree.
Thank you. Maybe we should get Nicolette to just keep going. I have as much confidence.